World famous Phil Hendry show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And we got Jay Santos on tonight because we had an earthquake in Northern California. Some of you guys might have heard about it. We also have General Shaw. You're back with us. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm back with you. What you're looking up at me like it's the first time you've seen me.
Well, what happened? Why weren't you here yesterday?
Why wasn't I here yesterday?
Yeah, a lot of people have called in and wanted to know about it.
They did.
All right. Well, I'll give it to you short and sweet. Patsy wanted me to stay home because she's afraid. She's afraid I'm going to die. Going to...
What?
What are you talking about?
Doing the speeds that I'm doing from Palos Verdes Estates up here. She's...
Well, then why don't you slow down, man?
Phil, you're asking me to slow down. There's no cops out there. Do you understand? There isn't a cop in sight. And you're asking me to do something that is constitutionally impossible for a lot of people. There's no cops. Why not go fast?
Well, your wife just said she's afraid you're going to die.
She's making a big deal out of nothing, okay? And by the way, you were on the air the other night. I think it was in the pre-show. You were showing people or talking to people about how I can go from Palos Verdes Estates up to the studio here and not go up the 405.
As a matter of fact, I did, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a good way to go. You go up... You go up Coast Highway.
You're not going to be able to do 100 miles an hour up Coast Highway.
Well, that's exactly the point. So she says to me, you know, General Shaw, she calls me General Shaw.
Your wife, your wife Patsy?
No, the dog. Yes, my wife Patsy.
Well, she calls you General Shaw.
Yes. She says, General Shaw, I love you. And General Shaw, you know.
I want to be with you forever.
Well, that goes without saying, but yeah. And then she says to me, General Shaw, they're going to call me one day and ask me to come. And I said, don't say it, honey. She said, no, I'm going to finish. And asked me to come to the police station and look at a dish of liquid and say, is that your husband? And I,
what?
Yeah, hold on.
What does that mean?
Hold on. I said, what are you talking about? She said, because that's all that's going to be left of you if you keep doing the speeds you're doing on your way up to the Hendry Show. Boy, that's fantastic, Phil.
What are you laughing at, Phil?
What's not to laugh at? Are you kidding me, right?
No, I'm not kidding. And I was very moved by that.
She said if she is like a bowl of liquid, huh?
She said, are you guys listening to me?
Yes. Yes, she's afraid you're gonna get so devastated in an accident that all that's going to be left
is a bowl of some sort of a yellowish fluid. Yeah. Fuck all you.
Hey, General Shaw, I don't like that.
Well, come on, General. Come on back. Come on. Please.
I don't like this.
I don't like being told to F off.
All right, well, what are you guys trying to pull?
Well, Doug, you're saying you go from being you, General Galen Shaw, to a bowl of liquid. What?
And there he is. There's Hendry. There he is. Jesus Christ. There isn't a donkey or an ape on earth that's got anything on you when it comes to laughing. All teeth, all just hee-hee-hee. You know,
well, I got to tell you something. I wouldn't laugh as hard as I do if it wasn't for the fact that I work with you cats. So Patsy really said that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, she's obviously worried about you.
Obviously. So I took the day off and just hung out with her around the house. We did some gardening, you know, went out to lunch, things like that.
All right. Well, that's very nice. But, you know, you got to take it easy, bro. You know,
I'm taking it easy. So I said, I want to take that PCH route.
Good. Take the PCH route.
God, Phil, good.
Yeah, but your voice cracked.
I know, my voice cracked. Take the PCH route. And I didn't know it, you know.
What are you guys talking about?
I looked at the map, and you can go from Palos Verdes Estates all the way up to Ventura by way of Pacific Coast Highway. You don't have to go up the 405. You don't have to go up the harbor. I used to take the harbor. All kinds of bull crap.
Well, you know, the only problem is, Phil, it's going to take forever.
No, it isn't, man. It'll take you.
Yes, it will.
No, it. Look it, man. You can do that route in 2 hours.
2 hours? Bro, I'm getting to work these days, going up the 405 and then the 101, averaging 95 miles an hour. I'm getting up there in about an hour.
Yeah, and you're going, like she said, you're going to die.
What did you just say? You just went, yeah.
I said, yes. And she said, you're going to die.
I'm telling you, when the woman you love looks at you, Phil, and says, General Shaw, I'm worried. And I can feel myself getting emotional.
Here, here's some coffee.
No, I'm all right. And she says, General Shaw, I'm going to get a call one day from the Los Angeles County Sheriff to come down to the substation. And they're going to have on their desk a coffee cup full of something that looks like hot cocoa, and they'll say, guess what? And I'll say what? They'll say, that's your husband. Yeah. How's it look?
It's bullshit.
That's what she said. Then she must have been kidding. I don't know. As far as I could tell.
Oh. Let me do this, Phil.
I got it, Margaret.
No, you don't have it. Let me do this. We have Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police coming up, and he's going to be talking. You okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
All right.
Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is coming up, and he's going to be talking about an earthquake we had in Northern California. Now, I want to thank everybody at Facebook. We have our BSPs and More page, and I also have the Phil Hendry Show fan page at Phil Hendry Fans, P-H-A-N-S fans. And, you know, other places where people say, Phil, are you okay? And I really appreciate that very much. It was a 7-0, but it was not in Southern California. And as far as I know, was anybody injured?
No, I thought it was the Pacific Ocean.
Look and see. Bud, can you look?
Yeah, I'll look it up now. I think it's like in the Pacific. It was out in the Pacific.
The Pacific.
What'd I say?
Pacific.
Well, okay.
The Pacific.
Tsunami warning?
Yeah, tsunami warning canceled for California after big quake. But officials say it was not a false alarm. Why one Bay Area city went further than others and ordered evacuations during two tsunami warning. California cancels tsunami.
It's tsunami, but
okay, tsunami warning. Here's what happened. Earthquake and tsunami.
Off the coast of Ferndale, a small coastal city in Humboldt near the Oregon border. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to indicate it, but then again, it does. It could, you know.
What does that mean?
I mean, it doesn't say.
Does it say anybody got injured, bud?
No, it says it was minimal damage, and there was a minimal. I mean, if there was injury, it was a minimal amount.
If there was injury, there was.
Let me see. There was no injuries that they're reporting here.
All right. Well, maybe somebody had a, you know, stub toe or something.
Yeah, sure.
And anyway, all right, anyway, Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us now, and they are rolling out some new, I guess, new security protocols with the Citizens Auxiliary Police relative to earthquakes. And Jay joins us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police substation there in Hawthorne, California. Jay, a very pleasant good day to you.
Good day to you, Phil, and to, of course, everybody here at the Phil Hendry Show.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Sanos. It's General Shaw. I wanted to ask you, are the Citizens Auxiliary Police, have you guys, we've talked about you dealing with the storms and this kind of thing, have you guys got a lot of experience or have you done a lot of drills or training relative to earthquakes?
Well, first of all, I want to just say this, get clear of the air, General, that I know that you and I have had our run-ins in the past.
Let me
say this. I know that you and I have had our run-ins in the past. You have your way, I have mine. We both kind of go nose to nose. But at the end of the day, I want you to know something, General. I respect you very much, and I want you to be safe out there because I heard you talk to Phil. You talked to Phil about it just a minute ago.
You're talking about me coming to work?
Yeah, whatever you were talking about, you said you were going to a PCH, and you was doing 90 miles an hour or something, and your wife, I got to be honest with you, I heard Mr. Henry laugh. I don't think it's very funny when it's somebody that you love very dearly. This is a little personal for me, Phil. Would you give me a minute?
Yeah, go ahead. What happened, Jay? Yeah, what happened?
As you know, my work with the Citizens Auxiliary Police can sometimes get dangerous, and my wife, Daisy Brown, said something very similar to me one afternoon when she was eating a pork chop, just a regular pork chop, and sort of she was eating with her hands, and she dropped a bone onto the plate that had partial, just some meat hanging off of it, just a bone, and she said, and she started to cry. And I said, what's wrong, Henry? She said, you know, I'm going to get a call one day, come down to California Highway Patrol, or maybe even down to Citizens Auxiliary Police Substation, and they're going to show me that and ask me if I got identified. Okay.
See, this is what he did to me, Jay.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Henry, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Wait a minute, man. No, you guys can't do that to me.
No, I'm sympathizing with General Shaw.
Yeah, Phil doesn't understand that we have wives that care. Phil's not even married.
Yeah, I understand it, Mr. Henry. The one time you was married, you kind of struck out on that, didn't you?
Hey, we're not talking about me being married now. We're talking about your wife crying over an eaten pork chop, right?
It was a pork chop she'd been eating with her hands. She dropped a bone on the plate. There's some meat hanging off of it. And probably some barbecue sauce that looked a little bit like blood or something. She goes, oh my God, what if I get the call to go to the CHP one night and they show me, they bring a plate out from the morgue? I don't know. So
yeah, Phil doesn't understand that. No, I don't understand that. But you know what? It's all, if you have wives that care about you that much, that they get into that much.
I think the graphic detail is what's making Phil laugh.
Well, what are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
Hey, what? I don't know. Whatever happened to saying, hey, you know, here's the body. You know, or why even bring it up? Why not just say, I'm worried about you and I'm worried that something's going to happen to you?
Because we have a couple of wives that care very much about us and they're fearful and they can envision what's going to happen.
Exactly. My wife does, and my work with the Citizens Auxiliary Police is such that some nights she could get the call, Phil, as all spouses of people who is in law enforcement. You know,
well, you're not exactly in law enforcement.
That we are in law enforcement because we have citizens' arrest powers. God, I got to keep going through this all the time.
Go ahead.
That they're fearful, like all in all of us in law enforcement, like all of us in law enforcement, that they're going to get the call one night, and there's going to be a voice on the other end of the phone and say, "We have your husband down here. We just sponged him up off of Rosecrans." God.
We have your husband now. We just sponged him up off of Rosecrans.
That's right.
Yes. And that these are women that can envision this. All right, Jay, I have to interrupt that. I hope that never happens to you, in all sincerity.
I appreciate that.
As do I, Jay.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
You don't want it to happen.
I don't want that to happen either.
Nor do I.
Well, thank you very much. But that's the life we live in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, where any minute you can make a wrong step, and next thing you know, someone's showing your wife a plate, and she says, "Yes, I'll have some." And they're saying, "No, that happens to be your husband. That's not the blue place, flesh. You know, never mind." So
I get it, Jay. So we're here to talk, though, about this tsunami, or excuse me, this earthquake in Northern California. What can you tell us?
Well, the first thing I tell you, Philip, is a 7.0 is off of Ferndale, which is a small community in Humboldt County that borders the Oregon border. Or it borders the Oregon borderline, you know, where Oregon stops.
And it's up against the Oregon border.
Yeah, that's right. And so the earthquake took place in the Pacific Ocean. And as the case with earthquakes that originate, the epicenter, which is in the ocean or underwater, there is a tsunami. Tsunami. There is a tsunami fear, as was the case today in California, where people thought there might be a tsunami.
Now, I understand that it was a minimal threat. Everything was fine?
Yeah, that's correct. There was some damage. There was some, obviously, the usual photographs of shelves emptied, stuff being thrown onto the floor. We saw that. We did not have reports. And I breathed a sigh of relief because, you know, we're here in Southern California. We're not in Northern California.
What's the Northern California Citizens Auxiliary Police sister entity?
Yeah, it's the Bay Area Riders. And
the Bay Area Riders. Wasn't there a different one at one time?
There was. They come and go in the San Francisco area. But we have the San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland Law Enforcement Ranger Patrol, I should say. So these are the different groups that are...
That San Francisco,
San Jose. And
you mean son of Jose?
I said San Jose. San Jose, Oakland, Law Enforcement Ranger Patrol.
Okay, and that's a volunteer, I mean that's...
That's the Citizens Auxiliary Police, one of the two that they have in the Bay Area.
All right, did you contact them?
We did, and it was so far north they had to get in touch with the Ferndale Squad. And
the Ferndale Squad, is they...
They are an auxiliary police force up there at the auxiliary, working closely hand-in-hand with Humboldt County Sheriff. I mean, they don't work hand-in-hand with Humboldt County Sheriff, but they wish that they done did.
The Ferndale who?
This is the Ferndale... Listen to you, mister. The Ferndale who? You know, it's like everything I say, it feels like you think I'm a liar. You think I'm a liar?
No, I don't. I just... It's called the Ferndale...
It's the Ferndale Patrol, or the Ferndale Squad.
Yeah, the Ferndale Squad in Humboldt County.
Yeah, that's okay. What did they do?
They were in lockdown because they are all the Citizens Auxiliary Police squads and patrols like ourselves. If they deal with a situation, we've been dealing with storms, okay? Now comes along something called an earthquake, okay? You know, you follow me, right?
I'm following you.
Yeah. That is a whole other man.
Well, so these guys, when you say they're in lockdown, were they sitting back, and I'll just ask the question, Jay, were they having soup?
They had a cup. They had a They took the mandatory cup of soup break, okay, which was a 20-minute mandatory break. Then they fanned out and spread out. So no, they were out assessing what damage there could be, but they had to assess first of all the safety risk. And while they did that, they had a bowl of clam chowder. Big deal.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
God, Mr. Henry. Okay.
Well, what, you know, why are you so defensive about it?
Because people are ready to jump our case about it.
All right, so these guys had a bowl of clam chowder, then went out and took a look at what happened in the area with this earthquake.
That is correct. And so far, the reports that we received, and we it took a while to get the reports because we were also in lockdown. I was in bed. And
why were you in bed?
That's where I went when we found out there had been an earthquake. I did a pivot. I pivoted back into the house. I had a bowl of minestrone soup, and then I told my wife I was going to go into the bedroom and take my shoes and pants off and crawl into bed.
Why?
Because I wanted to assess the situation. God, this guy.
You're assessing the situation by laying in bed.
That's right. That's what I'm doing. Every time I'm on your program, Mr. Henry, rather than just tell you guys how the process is, you guys sit there asking me questions like you think I'm some kind of a punk, like I'm lying to you.
No, I don't think you're a punk or a liar, but we've never heard of any police agency, Jay, where they kick it and they, you know, assess and they do this, that, and everything else, man, rather than just go out there and do stuff.
We do stuff, okay? But when we're talking about an earthquake, okay?
Jay, just relax, okay?
No, I'm not going to relax. Guys, you're intimating that I'm some kind of a chicken. You're intimating that I'm some kind of a punk, and I don't have the guts to go out and do what a man got to do.
But, I mean, you assess every time there's a rainstorm. Now we're finding out that you assess when there's an earthquake.
Of course we do, because an earthquake is hairy. You know how many people are afraid of earthquakes? Mr. Henry, you've been through a lot of earthquakes. Are you afraid of them?
Well, sure, I'm afraid of earthquakes, yeah.
Oh, God.
What?
Well, sure, I'm afraid of earthquakes. Mr. Henry,
yes, I'm afraid of earthquakes.
Okay. Do you, before you go out after there's been an earthquake, don't you sit back, maybe have a snack?
And no, I don't.
You don't?
No, I do not.
Well, what do you do?
I get up out of the chair and I go outside.
That's what most people do, Jay.
Whoa. So you've just had a devastating earthquake. Were you in the Northridge quake?
No, I was in Minneapolis when that happened.
Oh, okay. So you haven't really been through...
I was in the Sylmar quake, every earthquake that LA, the Whittier quake. I was on the air when we had the Whittier quake, okay? So I've been around a lot of earthquakes.
All right. And when you were on the air?
I was on the air at KLSX Radio in 1987 when the Whittier quake hit. I remember us standing under the doorway. I remember going outside like a moron because there was still that building we were in was full of glass. But that's what we did.
So you went outside like you were some kind of a big shot?
I didn't think I was a big shot, but I went outside to find out what was going on. Now, that was in like the Whittier quake. Now that took place in the morning. That was in the morning. Yeah, we were on the air, and it right in the middle of rush hour that thing happened. So
and so. You went outside when you could.
I went outside. Maybe that was dumb, but the earthquake was over. We were having some aftershocks, but I just kind of went outside to see, you know, to assess the situation, see how everything was. I guess it was just my instinct.
See, that's the thing, you know, and I don't feature that at all. When an earthquake hits, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we jump into action.
Oh, here we go.
No. Not here we go. Yes, we do. We jump into action, Mr. Henry, and we go to the refrigerator.
You jump into action and you go to the refrigerator for some stew.
Yeah.
Who?
Stew, S-T-E-W.
Oh, yes, we do. We don't go to the refrigerator. We'll go to the cabinet and we'll open up a can of stew. See, you guys are making it sound like we don't jump into action.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're jumping into action, man. When you go and get a can of stew in the middle of an earthquake...
It's after the earthquake when they're saying, okay, let's go and assess, and we say we are on assessment watch. I just want to get some stew, and I want to stand. And what I do with an earthquake is I stand with one leg up on a table or one leg up on the arm of a chair. I lean forward. I have the stew in my hand. I'm looking out the window. So I'm in the pose if I'm ready to go. Yeah, I'm ready to jump in action.
Wait a minute. You are in what kind of a pose?
This is the pose that we're in when we're ready to jump into action, but we are assessing with a bowl of broth. Okay?
All right.
You're standing with one leg up, one foot's on the ground, one leg is up on the edge of a chair or one leg up on the edge of a table. We're leaning forward. We have the bowl in one hand, the spoon in the other, but we're looking very intently out the window to see if anything, you know, like a building collapses or if someone's running down the street on fire. I don't know, you know.
Okay, and then once you're in, what is that? That's called your ready pose.
We're ready to jump into action.
Okay, and then what?
Then we're having the stew.
So you're having yourself some stew, and you're leaning forward, and you look like some movie star.
What?
Well, what are you doing?
God, General, what are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to finish this. I'm looking to assess the situation. Then I pivot. I go back. I put the bowl in the sink. I go out the front door, and I pray to God.
Pray to God what? What are you praying for?
That the earthquake's over.
Jay, you don't sound like a very brave guy with these earthquakes or these rainstorms that we've had.
I know, that has been your pitch, and you've done so much damage to the Citizens Auxiliary Police because of that, Mr. Henry. We have very brave men working for it, but because of you, we got our pith helmets frisbeed off, we got our pants pulled down, and we got hit in the ass with like a cricket mallet, and it's just, you know, I just feel that we're at risk.
Jay, I'm not doing that.
Oh, really? When you started questioning us and our methods with the rainstorms and the atmospheric rivers, people started yanking our pants down.
No, they didn't, because I heard you complaining about that 10 years ago.
Jay, you used to talk about them walking up to you and yanking your pants down when you were just doing some other kinds of jobs, like when they were weighting down bass, and they were giving awards out to guys who were catching bass that weighed more than they should because they were putting weights in them.
What?
You don't remember that, huh?
Well, that was Lake Forest.
Yeah, that was down in Orange County. All right, Jay, so it's good to know that the, at least according to the Ferndale Squad?
The Ferndale Squad of the Citizens Auxiliary Police in Northern California, also the San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland live action squad. I don't know what the name of it is. Would you find out what it is there, Sub-Commander Gleason?
Okay.
But they all jumped and leaped and leapted, and they dove right into action. But fortunately, nothing happened.
Yeah, fortunately, there was no injuries and no serious damage. All right, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we have an earthquake that hits here. We know you'll be assessing it with a bowl of broth. What?
Yeah, before we go out into the world, and we go out into the world, the first thing I have to do is pray.
You're afraid of earthquakes, aren't you?
Who isn't?
Yeah, but you got to deal with it, man. You're a quote-unquote law enforcement.
And I'm dealing with it, okay?
You are, though, man. You got like a... You know, there's people that have a phobia about this stuff.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I mean, it means that they, you know, mention earthquake, and they start... they get dry mouth, and they start... It's kind of like the way I feel if someone talks to me about being, you know, like some sort of a claustrophobic situation. I have serious claustrophobia, and I get really panicky.
Well, we don't... Mr. Henry, we don't do what you do in law of civilians and panic. I'm not going to panic anything.
But if there's an earthquake, you're inside having broth, and your voice, you just started sounding very shaky.
Yeah, you're going like, oh, I don't know if I should go outside.
I didn't do that, and you know it.
Yeah, you did. You did, Jay.
I'm just saying, when an earthquake hits, the Citizens Auxiliary Police...
Right there, you're doing it right now.
I know, because I'm thinking about it. You know, I'm thinking about it, okay. Fuck you.
What's that?
Nothing.
What did he say?
I couldn't make it out.
I think I heard what he said.
I didn't say any. Thank you very much, Mr. Henry.
Well, you leaving? You can't leave unless we hang up on you.
Oh, boy. So I got to hang around.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and how they deal with earthquakes. And, yeah, earthquakes and how they deal with earthquakes with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And it ain't pretty. We'll be right back with Dr. Ed Elcott and a situation yesterday.
Yeah, people were saying Dr. Elcott left and right.
Yeah, and no one got punished or whatever happens that leveled. Is that it?
Well, there was nobody to level him. We had Dr. Elcott.
Called him Elfcott.
I don't know. I don't care what I call him. Dr. Elcott didn't get leveled because he wasn't around any other overlords to get leveled. But the fact of the matter is he didn't say it.
I did, and a whole bunch of people. People are still calling him Dr. Elcott, and it's starting to piss him off, and he's going to talk about it here in just a moment.
Oh, great.
Well, you know, we got to address these things or they get worse. You know, if we don't do it now, it just gets bigger and worse.
What, are they going to start calling him Dr. Elcott? What, are they going to start calling him Dr. Frankenstein? Is that it?
Shut up, bud, will you? We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Hi, everyone. This is Dean Wheeler.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you about the Backstage Pass. Get a Backstage Pass to the Phil Henry Show today. Hey, Dean. I'm Dean Wheeler, and I ought to know.
At the Wheeler Resort.
I've been on a lot of shows with Phil Henry. I'm in the archives. I'm in all of the great best of tapes and best of shows. Dean Wheeler, me and my wife Emeralda have made a part of the Phil Henry Show so pleasurable to listen to. And we'd like you to get a backstage pass now, too.
Five.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Resort.
At philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online.
Feel it come alive.
Other than porn.
What do I mean by it?
Yeah.
Three guesses, the first two don't count.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, welcome back. It is this Friday here, and we've got on the line coming up next Dr. Ed... No, Bugs Wilcott.
Oh, God almighty, don't do it, Phil.
Well, I mean, look, you know, this is getting out of control. Very few people... Dr. Elcott, how are you? I'm sorry. Overlord Wilcott.
Phil, you know, the insult has been leveled at me so often, it's almost as if I don't even care anymore. Yesterday... In this segment on your program, I was called by my old predomination, my old freeway overpass of Dr. Ed Elcott. Now,
a freeway overpass means name, doesn't it?
In your world, Phil, in your limited world, what you call the freeway overpass is my name. But it's much, much more to us here in Elcott. The next step. And by the way, I did that myself. I did that declaration, exclamation myself, because I don't have any uns here. I don't have any of the novitiates. I don't have any initiates. And I don't have what we call in Elcott the next step, the hand job. And that's not what you think. Hand jobs are very basic initiates who only use one hand when they help us.
Jesus.
I'm going to hang. Phil, I've heard you laughing throughout your program.
Why wouldn't I? What do you mean hand job?
You heard what I said. Now, look, I didn't invent these terms. These were invented at the upper echelons of the overseer level, and they believed that was a perfect name for novitiates who are just beginning their very early steps in Elcott the next step, and they help out with the priestlies and the overlords as we take a tub, as we do our morning ablutions, as we do our glorifications, as we expand our eyeballs and we widen our heads. They're there to lend a hand. That's why they're called the hand job.
And it never occurred to you that maybe the overseers are calling it that just to laugh when they hear you say that?
No, it doesn't occur to me, Phil. And even if it did occur to me, I wouldn't say anything about it because I would then immediately get what's called the crawling eye. Now, the crawling eye is a kind of leveling that isn't painful so much as it's extremely uncomfortable. It feels as if a snake is being fed up your... we can talk about it in conference.
A snake is being fed up what, your rear end?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, boy. You know, Dr. Elcott, I'm sorry, Bugs Wilcott.
I'm going to... God, I wish I could hang this phone up.
You know, people ask, you know, you're an overlord.
You almost said priestly. See, this is the respect that I get.
You're an overlord in Elcott. Why can't you just hang a phone up? And I tell them that there's no mystical, magical powers that you guys possess. You're simply extremely enlightened people trying to help other people be the same way, right?
Yes, Phil, I would say that is a very good way of describing what we as overlords do and what priestlies do, as well as overseers. But lately, Phil, we've been treated like the 12 o'clock show at the zoo. Hey, come on over and see Dr. Elcott wearing a top hat and no underwear and a magic wand.
All right, I don't mean to treat you that way.
It's not you, Phil. It's the way things are going in Elcott the next step.
All right, so yesterday it happened, and it was a very egregious thing. I apologize. But you know what? Gloria called you, Ed, twice.
She did. and it is nothing that I can address with her. She, this morning, as far as I know, met with the five fingers of the Eternal Hand. Those are five members of the Overseer Council that will address these problems among overlords.
And did they talk to her about using the old name, the old freeway overpass?
Yes, they did. And it came out fine, because what they asked Gloria to do, basically, was to apologize. She bent over and pulled her underwear down. That is exactly what you're supposed to do in the overseer in these overseer reviews.
Wait a minute. She was being called on the carpet by the overseers for calling you your old freeway overpass of Dr. Ed.
Yes.
And she responded by bending over and pulling her pants down.
Yes. That is called, I'm free to do what I want and be who I am.
In other words, she was apologizing.
Yes. What's with you guys?
Well, that doesn't sound like much of anything, man. I mean, that was really offensive to you. And I don't blame you. All the years that you waited to become an overlord, all the years and all the stuff you went through, and people calling you, and your own wife calling you Dr. Ed.
Look, Phil, I'm doing what I can with what I got, okay? I'm out here in the jungle 8 hours a day, okay? I can't help it if Gloria has got an in with the overseers, and she's let off with a warning by simply saying, how do you do, with the underwear down around the floor.
Well, I'm sorry that that happened on our show.
Hold on for a minute, will you? Hey, give me some hot water in this bitch. Do you mind? Yeah.
You don't sound like you're in a very good mood, Bugs.
I appreciate you very much there, General, using my proper overlord freeway overpass, but I'd rather be called Bugs Wilcott or Overlord Wilcott, not Bugs, like I just some guy running to get you cigarettes in a jailhouse. I can hear laughter.
I'm sorry. Phil has been doing nothing but laughing as we go through some very traumatic news today. We went through the news of the earthquake. We went through other news, and Phil's just ha 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 through all of this.
Phil, you have to watch that, because someday someone's going to come along and say, hey, bunk, you want some? And what are you going to say on that day?
What am I going to say on what day?
When someone comes up to you and says, do you want a piece of me?
I'll say why. Phil, you don't get it.
You don't get it, do you?
Hey, Dr. Elka, I mean, excuse me, Bugs.
God damn it!
That's all right. You figuratively walked past me and slapped my balls.
By just saying Dr. Elcott.
You just did it again. When you used my old freeway overpass and not the respectful Bugs Wilcott, you walked past me, not looking at me, and backhand my nuts. It's the same thing.
I apologize, sir. I really do. Overlord Bugs Wilcott, we should have more respect for you, and on this program, we will, I can assure you.
If I decide to ever come back on this program, hit me again with the hot water, will you, chicken? Come on. Yeah. You see, I happen to know that a lot of the overlords resent the fact that I use a lot of hot water and that I sound like I'm having an orgasm, just like you don't like people to do, Phil.
Yeah.
And I don't care, see? All of the overlords listening right now, the disrespect that you've shoveled on me like so many slop jars. Hey. Oh, hit it again, okay? That's not enough, punk.
How's that?
That's perfect.
Dr. Elcott, you sound like you're having kind of a day. I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, I'm having a day, all right. Somebody looks at me the wrong way today.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I don't blame him, because it happened three times on the show yesterday, and it happened with his wife, Gloria. Apparently, Gloria was in front of the overseers, and she was admonished, and you apologized.
Yeah, at that level, you apologized by bending over and pulling your pants down.
What the Well, that's their religion, Phil. Don't knock it. Oh, sure.
What does that mean?
What?
Oh, sure. Well, you don't really think it's... Yes, I do. It's their religion, and I respect it.
I do too, Phil. Yeah, Mr. Henry.
Okay, I'm sorry I disrespected your religion.
Get some music playing, will you, for crying out loud. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for CFRA Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
Thank you, Margaret.
Mr. Henry's Wardrobe by Fitzgibbon and Sons.